If you saw a smoking gun, GOP, I don't even think you'd connect it to this story because you're spineless. You never, ever get anything done. So you'd look at the smoking gun and say, someone take that smoking gun and hide it because we don't want to have to acknowledge that there should be more to do. Welcome to another Financial Guys podcast. I'm Mike Hayflick along with Mike Spiraza. Mike, today I want to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden and the GOP, the Dem response to, what's the gentleman's name, Devin Archer and his testimony. Just a friend. Nothing but a friend.
Yep.
Just a pal. Just an acquaintance of Hunter and Joe. Just friendly dinners. Nothing to speak of, but first, let's start with this. Your favorite team, the U.S. women's soccer team.
Oh, no.
How many jerseys of players do you have?
Well, since they hate America, some of them, not all of them. I shouldn't generalize like that. Since a few of them hate America and everything it stands for, zero would be the answer on that.
Yeah. Alex Morgan, of course, Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Very, very famous for advocating against America, basically, saying it's an evil place and we should all leave, right? But they play for a team that starts with the words United States. So are they enriching themselves, Mike? Kind of think they might be. Alex Morgan even was known to say, and I think this was back early in the year, that trans athletes should be able to play in any sports, right? Yeah. Now this is interesting. This is true. The U.S. women's national team, they're not competing against biological men right now. Right. But back in 2017, 6 years ago, they played against an under 15 boys team affiliated with FC Dallas. The teenage boys just starting puberty embarrassed arguably the best women's soccer team on the planet 5-2. So 15 and under boys beat the U.S. women's national team, Mike. What would it look like if those that are in college that decide, I'm not that good on the men's team, but I'll bet if I declare myself a female and I join the women's soccer team, I'll bet I'll score a few goals. What would that even look like?
How about if the men's national team played the women's national team? that's equal competition, right? I mean,
literally pros 27 to nothing.
Yeah.
No offense, women, but men are bigger, stronger, often faster. And collectively, as a big group trained to play a sport, they're probably going to beat you.
And there's no disrespect in that. Like this idea that that's like a disrespectful conversation. It's not. It's as Ron Burgundy said, it's science, right?
There's
like,
evidence.
It's science, right? I mean, men generally stronger, faster, and just bigger than women. It's not a shot at women. Right. It's not, you know, look, I mean, there are certain things that you know, like golf is one of those things that men and women, maybe not on the pro level, but in general, I'll use an example for me. My wife is a much better golfer than I am. And it doesn't matter how fast and hard I hit the ball. She's just more consistent. She's a better golfer than I am. That's a sport where you can play that game a little bit. Pro to pro level, maybe not.
Right.
But soccer, my good buddy's a Division III, pretty much all-American soccer player. He would dominate on any woman's field.
Right.
It's just he's just is an explosive athlete. Like it just doesn't. And again, my biggest thing, like the big thing they argue always is not even that stuff. It's the, well, we want better pay. Okay. Well, the difference in turnout between the Men's World Cup and the Women's World Cup is astronomically different. Mm-hmm. Right? The money That's brought right. in by the Men's World Cup and the Women's World Cup, astronomically different.
Right.
I get trying to get as equal as you can, but it also has to be by demand.
Exactly. Because sports at the professional level, it's entertainment. Entertainment means people will choose whether or not to take part in it, whether they choose to attend the games and then use the concessions, whether they'll choose to buy jerseys, you know, any other apparel. It's choice. Entertainment means there's choice. And if there's choice, then you have to go by supply demand. Like if there's only 1,000 people willing to go to the women's game, but 10,000 are willing to go to see the men, the numbers will just dictate that you're going to probably get paid more if you're a man. I mean, this is it. This is all about this is rejection of science, rejection of evidence, rejection of facts,
numbers.
Rejections of numbers. Yeah. Exactly. So it just continues. But thankfully, Mike, for you, right? And I'd say alternate the Morgan and Rapinoe jerseys when you're watching. I think at the wee hours at about 1:15 a.m. or something like that, when the round of 16 begins, they actually played to a 0-0 draw to sneak into this round of 16. So go women's soccer. And I kind of mean that sincerely. Like, I want them to win. Yep. Because they're not all the Alex Morgans and Megan Rapinoes. They're just so misguided to me. Like, they're like lost to me. Like, to not get how grateful they should be. Instead, they're woke and they think that that's the way to go. Like, it's almost like Target and Bud Light. Like, what are you thinking?
But what I don't understand, like, is they're not the first female athletes that have said this. There's a few that have said this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
idea that trans athletes should play with us.
Right. No doubt.
Your whole. Who you are is built on the fact that you were a female athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I don't get.
They wouldn't be there
if
there was competition amongst women and trans men joining the field that you're on. You would never have made these teams.
Right.
You just wouldn't have even made the teams. Nobody would even know who you are. They don't get that. But again, it's okay for everyone else now.
Yeah.
Right? But Alex Morgan has a child. Like, she has, I think, a 2 or 3 year old daughter. Like, do you get it? I don't think they do.
Right.
They don't get it until it happens to them. Then they're going to say, well, wait. You know, things have changed since I said that, right? Yeah, things change because you guys change your ideas with the wind, depending on what suits you.
Well, and I'm going to say that, too, for you, Mike. If you told me, well, you have two daughters, and I have mm-hmm. two, but if you told me, hey, you know, one of my daughters is going to go, she's going to transition and play on the, women's softball team at Alma mm-hmm. or at Iroquois, mm-hmm. I'd be like, that's bullshit, Mike.
I know, right?
That's BS. I have a daughter. I want my daughter to compete with girls.
Right.
That's how it works, right?
That's right.
And you'd say the same thing to me if I said, hey, you know, Via, she's gonna do it, Mike. She's gonna go swim with the girls or
with the girls.
You'd be like, what? What? Why would you do that, right? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. And why you'd even approve of that as a female athlete of all people?
Yep.
Of all people to say it's okay as a female athlete, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. So Buffalo Bill DeMar Hamlin back on the football field. He had a lot of interviews and seemed, you know, just so grateful to be alive and grateful to be back in pads with his buddies. It's a day-to-day, he even said, second-by-second experience for him right now. He can't really look too far outward. But another player out with heart issues, Mike. So a gentleman... I don't have his name handy, but pericarditis.
Hamler, I think, is his
Hamler,
name.
Right. Yeah. I knew it was similar to Hamlin. Yeah. So Hamler from, let's see here. I'll take a look here. I know it's here.
It's the Broncos.
Broncos Hamler stepping away. So he's a wide receiver, and let's see. He basically was diagnosed with a mild heart irritation. So it's called pericarditis, and that's the inflammation of the pericardium, which surrounds the heart. So... here's yet another player. I mean, first of all, had we ever heard of these kinds of problems before? Is it that, yes, there were these kinds of problems, but we never heard the details. Like, maybe this guy would have never been mentioned, right? Hamler maybe never mentioned. But I tend to think not. I mean, there are more and more and more players that are impacted. And how on earth... can the NFL, the NFLPA, these players, how can these players, these administrators in the NFL not delve deeper and divulge more information for the safety of everyone in their whole league, Mike? How can they do that with good conscience? How can they possibly do this now?
It's a great question. You wonder sometimes these people getting paid to shut up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got to wonder sometimes because, again, if that was my child or family member, and me being a person that didn't get the vaccine, but them that, let's say, did, I would ask that question. I would be, if that was my son or daughter, I'd be in the medical rooms asking the doctor, why did this happen? Was it because they got a COVID shot
right.
a year ago, 6 months ago, a booster, whatever? Like, we should be able to ask those questions, and the fact that we can't drives me nuts. And you know, I had a client actually yesterday say, Mike, I just wish you guys didn't have to keep talking about COVID or want to talk about COVID. And I'm like, look, Mr. Smith, it's not Mr. Smith, but Mr. Smith, I'm like, it's hard not to. When they come out and tell us that we're going to have a heat wave of COVID this summer, that was the thing, the summer wave of COVID, right? You have issues with the players, LeBron James' son, people going down with COVID, like, or you know, heart issues due to maybe COVID vaccination. It's hard not to talk about these things. And the fact that people just want to, like, okay, it's over now. It's not. We might see people dropping dead or dropping from cardiac arrest for the next 100 years now.
They're doing like what CNN and MSNBC do. They basically just ignore. Totally ignore it. Why can't they say, listen, there is evidence that the vaccine can cause things like pericarditis in some people. It can, right? That doesn't mean everybody will experience it, but it can. And let's just all be honest. In some cases, that might be, like in this, you know, wide receiver Hamler's case, might be the reason he had pericarditis, because the vaccine may be exasperated. Yep. Maybe he's just inclined to have this inflammation if he takes a vaccine. Why can't they be honest about it? It's not like we're saying 99.5% of the players are going to experience it, but if 0.5 or 1% of the players experience it, then why can't we all admit that? Why can't someone like DeMar Hamlin, God bless him, I love the guy, I'm so happy he's alive, I'm so happy he can play again, but why can't they just say, listen, this could be the example we need to show you, you know, this was DeMar Hamlin's body, his chemistry, this is what he did a year or two prior to this happening, and hey, players, it could happen to you. Hey, NBA players, this could happen to you, what happened to Bronny James, because of the evidence. Not because, oh, because you side with Trump and you guys are, you know, you just
conspiracy theorists.
You know, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with doing the right thing for people. And that's what just bothers me. I don't know how any of these people can just go, look the other way, don't talk about it, it was pericarditis, it treat it like it's an isolated incident. These are not isolated incidents when there's like hundreds and thousands of cases. You can go online and see people dropping over. This is not isolated. Why can't we all just admit that?
Well, they won't. They should. It's a serious conversation, and you know, we're talking about actual lives at stake here and livelihoods, right, Mike? Glenn said this on the radio show last week when we were hosting, but the once you have that cardiac event or you are diagnosed with myocarditis, it's not like, okay, your life's normal, you're fine, just heal up. You know, it's not a broken ankle where it's like, all right, let's just have surgery, maybe get that cleaned up and you're good to go. It's not that. I mean, this is stuff that, like, your whole life is changed and potentially ruined, right?
Yes.
If you have a certain thing where you, let's say you're an avid jogger or biker or whatever, and you have a heart issue, that's over. Right. Like, you can't trust your heart anymore, essentially. Right. And this is not like just people. Sadly, people have died, too. But the people that are living from it, it's not like their life is back to normal afterwards. I mean, your life is totally changed and potentially ruined for who you are.
Just like other medications, you see these commercials on TV where at the end, you know, they're showing it on the bottom of the screen. They're saying, you know, this could cause anxiety, diarrhea, you know, nausea. It could do all these things. And people then have a choice to either take it or not. Mm-hmm. Why don't they do the same thing with these vaccines? The vaccines can help those that are in real jeopardy of maybe dying from COVID. Very obese, maybe those with respiratory issues.
Yep.
This could be recommended for those types of people, very vulnerable people. You might, instead of dying by the COVID virus, take the vaccine. So maybe it prolongs your life. Like, there's a case to be made for that.
Yep.
But there's also a case to be made that says, if you aren't vulnerable and you're still thinking about taking the vaccines, you know, there's something called pericarditis that has shown up in people. Just be aware that these are things that you're going to now risk getting, right? I mean, it's so unfathomable to me that there isn't more conversation in a more common sense way and a more like a spotlight on this, especially, Mike, right before our eyes. We see these people having issues. I mean, we see these people dropping over and having issues, and I can't imagine they can look at themselves in the mirror, all these NFL executives, the players that know, they know there could be a correlation, and they say nothing, not a thing about it, because it's all about money. And it's sad.
Don't forget, safe and effective, of course. But that's the thing that drives me nuts, Mike, what you just said there, right? Like, the people that are collapsing, right? Like, that one reporter, that soccer reporter came out, and, like, it's almost like it's, yeah, I'm happy to be alive, and, you know, the doctors don't know what it is. Well, wait a minute. Why are we not looking into that, right? Like, you should, as a normal person, think, wait a minute. Why would that be? Like, what do we do with people that smoke cigarettes? We wonder if they get cancer, if that is what the cause of cancer is. Of course you ask that question, right? Cigarette smoke or inhalation of smoke, whatever. Like, anytime we have injuries in the past, we have massive injuries. If you can't get pregnant, women will go to a specialist and say, why can't I get? I don't understand why this one is just like, I had a heart attack. No big deal.
So you go, if you're like a 68-year-old and you find out you have lung cancer, one of the very first things they're going to say is, were you a smoker?
Right.
Or if you go in and they find out you have liver disease, are you a heavy drinker?
Yeah.
Like, it's common sense, right? It's common sense because there's data, there's evidence, there's science about it. Yeah. And it's just really sad. You know, it's sad that we're not at that point yet. And I'm just so afraid that there's going to be so many more people dropping. It's like we're all desensitized to it now. Yeah. You see a guy just sort of drop over. It's like, bring in another announcer.
Yep.
Don't worry, that guy probably, I don't know, maybe he just died of a heart failure.
Yeah. But at 30 years old.
Nothing to see here. Yeah. Like, isn't that how it is now?
Yeah.
It's almost like, just another story here and off we go. And nobody can say, let's look at this guy's history. Yeah. Let's see what he did that other announcers haven't done. Or let's see what Bronny James did that other players didn't do, you know, or did do. It's just so frustrating.
This is the same crowd, before we go on, like, this is the same crowd that would take the COVID shot, get COVID, and be like, thank God for the vaccine or I would have probably died. Like, what?
Right.
You told us that it was supposed to, like, you weren't going to, in the beginning, it was like, if you get the COVID shot, you can't get COVID. Then it was like, okay, you can't. But if you get it, you can't spread it. Oh, no, you can spread it. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So moving on to John Kerry, Mike, he is being ripped for demanding agriculture emissions cuts. He says, you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. It doesn't work. So we have to reduce emissions from the food system. Okay, so, I mean, so what are we going to be able to do, Mike? What are we going to do? We're not going to be able to travel on airplanes. We're not going to be able to travel in vehicles that use fossil fuels. We're not going to be able to use ovens that use fossil fuels. Now we're not going to be able to eat things grown on farms. Like, what? I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. Can someone just give me a list of things, Mike? These are the things you're allowed to still do, according to the climate change theorists.
Well, this is the same guy, don't forget, Mike, that on record claimed that he doesn't own a private jet. And when questioned about that, they said, does anybody in your family own a private jet? No, we don't own a private jet. Does your wife own a private jet? Well, yeah, that's my wife's jet. Well, last time I checked, Mike, if you and your wife have four cars, you're an owner of those four cars.
It's like, only registered to her.
Okay. So you've never been in it? Never been in it once. Okay, sure. I mean, this is like, if I could sit with a climate crazy, I'll call him, and not a John Kerry. I mean, a person that like thinks the world's ending.
Right.
Can we talk about that clip of John Kerry? Can we talk about the fact that they go to Davos and have meat and fish and all this other crap? Can we talk about that?
No.
Like, seriously, if you're going to be a climate crazy and you're going to eat the bugs, that's fine. But the people that are leading you on this, I'll call it escapade, are people like him.
Right.
That don't care.
I think GOP Rep Chip Roy of Texas had it right. He tweeted, "These people are sick bastards.
Yeah.
I introduced legislation to defund this clown, but that's just for show unless Republicans as a whole decide to fight instead of laying down while the very freedom they campaign on under is under assault." This actually brings me, Mike, to the last story. This brings me to the Hunter Biden story. And Devin Archer, a former associate and friend of Hunter Biden, testifying, and this, the reason this brings me to this story, the GOP, right? GOP sees smoking gun. Give me a break. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah.
If you saw a smoking gun, GOP, I don't even think you'd connect it to this story because you're spineless. You never, ever get anything done. So you'd look at the smoking gun and say, someone take that smoking gun and hide it because we don't want to have to acknowledge that there should be more to do. Like, we see it all the time. I hope I'm wrong this time, Mike, but here's basically here 20 times. So this is, he said specifically, he heard Hunter Biden speak to Joe Biden more than 20 times. The Dems, if you listen to them, you'd be led to think that every single time that this gentleman, Devin Archer and Hunter Biden, were talking and Joe was in the room, all they would say is, "Oh, yeah, Dad, Dad, you want more chips? Dad, how about some ice cream? Nice day, Dad, huh? Real blue sky out there," while these guys are plotting and scheming to make millions. Joe had nothing to do with it, Mike. So, first of all, what do you think? Is this going to, like, turn the tide against Hunter Biden, Joe Biden? Is Joe Biden going to get impeached?
No, because the left's already saying it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
This is my biggest thing with the whole Hunter Biden situation with Joe and these leaders, right? This guy apparently admitted to the fact that Joe was on 20 phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a parent, you have a parent of older children now, so you would have more of a handle mm-hmm. on this than I would. My daughter doesn't have a phone. But I tweeted this last night. If my son or daughter was bringing me onto calls or bringing me into meetings with random people, some of which that don't speak great English, mm-hmm. I would be saying, who are these folks? Now, that's me as an insurance mm-hmm. broker, not as the vice president,
right,
okay?
Right.
I'd be like, what does my son do for a living? Oh, that's right, he doesn't work. So why is he with these people? Okay, that'd be my first comment. My second comment would be, if the same child, Mike, was a known drug addict with hooker problems, I'd be asking even more problems.
Right.
Would you not? I mean, as a parent of two adult girls, Mike, if they were bringing you into weird situations, would you not be like, this isn't adding up anymore?
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And then, like, we act like Joe's like a saint.
But this is exactly what they can do. They can be selective as far as, like, the little nuances of conversations and visits, right? This is essentially, here's Rep. Dan Goldman of New York, a Dem. He says he was working with Hunter, let's see, but Goldman said they discussed casual niceties and the weather rather than topics of business. Right. Like many people, Hunter spoke with his father every day and would often put his father occasionally would put his father on to say hello to whomever he happened to be caught at dinner with. And Mr. Archer clarified that was sometimes people that they were having, you know, they were trying to do business with. And it was sometimes friends or other social engagements. Like, they here you go. They just blatantly say exactly what they believe. And it's nonsense. Everybody knows it's nonsense. And they're going to get away with it again.
And I'm also going to go back to what we always say about people like us, Mike. If we're in that position and the IRS comes into our office or the SEC comes into our office and they're like, hey, why were you meeting with Bernie Madoff? And Mike and Glenn said, you know, I don't we were talking about the weather. The SEC would be like, yeah, that guy's a crook and you guys were talking to him, right?
Right,
like,
right.
That's the seriousness of this situation where it's like, us peasants could never walk away from that.
No,
if
never.
I met with a known rapist and murderer and I was having coffees with them and dinners with them
right.
and meeting them for some reason, I couldn't get away with being like, yeah, you know, I talked to that guy because I just wanted to talk about the weather.
Yeah.
You know, the bills. We were talking about the bills, right? Like, they'd be like, no, you didn't do that, right? And you could never get away with that. I don't know why. Again, both sides. If Trump was meeting with nonstop 20 mm-hmm. times, let's mm-hmm. say, like this report was.
Right.
If he was meeting with people like that and swindling people out of money and bribing people, I would be unhappy with him too.
Right.
Doesn't matter who it is.
And here the GOPR again. They're Andy Biggs says this implicated the president. We hear talk of impeachment, right? We see Kevin McCarthy threatening that impeachment. It might be the next step. It's always might and could and maybes. They do nothing, even when there's so much testimony. Why don't we actually start impeachment process and see if it actually was warranted? How about we do that? I mean, how many times did Trump get impeached? Twice. How many days and months and millions of dollars did we have to endure as taxpayers while they went after Trump over and over and over again? I don't know if there could be any more blatant evidence that Joe Biden has been a crook. He has been using his positions to empower himself and his family. Like, there's just it doesn't seem possible there can be any more evidence against the guy. And here we are, the weak GOP, the Dems look the other way, make excuses, and it's just more of the same. And that's what drives all of us mad. Drives us crazy in the United States. And I don't know. I think it actually makes people want to distance themselves from this, Mike. And then you really get worried, because how on earth do you take over the White House again if that happens?
No, yeah, I agree. And I think, again, the reason it drives us mad, and especially me mad, is because I don't care who you are. If you're the president of the United States or you're some guy that works 12 hours a week and wherever, it doesn't matter. Legally, we all need to be treated the same way, right? Right. And I'm going to use two examples of what we talked about before, men's soccer compared to women's soccer at the pro level. Now I'm going to talk about president to president for a second. Mm-hmm. The way that Donald Trump is treated, right, compared to the way Twitter's on my mind all the time, compared to the way that Joe Biden is treated, they should be treated equally. Right. Not to mention all of us should be treated the same way, but they should be treated equally, especially as president to president. Right. It's not even close. Right. Donald Trump's going to have 4 to 5 indictments before he goes on the campaign trail.
Right.
Joe Biden's going to have 0. And we actually have evidence of what Joe Biden did. Right. Like, there's evidence that he was on phone calls. There's evidence that when Hunter Biden is texting Mike, there was another text yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read it because of how outrageous it was. It was a message with Devin Archer and Hunter. And let me pull it up. Here we go. And it says, again, I do have a bank account. I don't have a bank account. I can't do Cash App. And Hunter says, okay, buddy, how did we do last time? If it's an issue, no problem. We are going skiing today. Just wanted some cash for lunch. Okay. And then this guy says, Devin says, why did your dad's administration's appointees arrest me and try to put me in jail? Just curious. Some of our partners are asking out here. Who are your partners? And why are you suggesting that why would your dad do this to me, right? Like, why can't we ask questions about that?
Yeah. It's all just a game. It's just a charade, Mike. It's just all part of this. It's like theater, you know. Just ignore it. They didn't mean a thing. The words don't matter. The visits by Hunter and Devin Archer with Joe around just doesn't matter. It's all social. You know, mind your own business is essentially what they're saying to all of us. Mind your own business. What are we even doing this for? You know, if you go to the CNN site, you don't even find anything about Hunter Biden. Not a word. Like, you don't see a thing. Yep. All it talks about is Trump. And why is America still supporting Trump after all these allegations and all these indictments? Like, that's the kind of stories you see. You don't see anything about literally the very blatant evidence and testimony of a guy like Devin Archer saying, listen, at least 20 times Joe was in the room while I was talking to Hunter about business.
Right.
Like, there's just at least 20 times.
Right.
And nothing. It's crickets on the other side. Crickets.
And let's not forget that Hunter Biden is not a businessman. Okay, can we just talk about that for a second? Hunter Biden is not a well-known business aficionado. Right. Let's look at Trump. Trump has ran successful business. You can say he bankrupt this one, and that's okay. Trump has run a billion-dollar organization for many, many years. He's actually a businessman. He owns businesses across the globe. He has hotels, golf course, whatever. Mm-hmm. He actually does business. Mike and Glenn are actual businessmen,
right,
Mike. They do business, right? Hunter Biden is a drug addict crack whore,
right?
Right. Like, let's be honest for a second. Right. Let's not act like this guy's wheeling and dealing and should be. He should be in rehab,
right?
Not wheeling and dealing across the globe,
right? And anybody who criticizes Trump, you know, when you're a businessman and you take thousands of risks and you have thousands of attempts to build relationships, you're going to have some failures. But guess what? It doesn't take away from all the successes. In fact, it actually strengthens him every time that he had a bankruptcy or something go wrong. It likely was more evidence that, you know what, I learned from that. And that's what people do. That's what courageous people do that are in business do. None of the Democrats, I mean, so few of them know how to even run a lemonade stand,
right,
much less what Trump has done. Well, I guess we're going to have to wrap, Mike. Folks, that'll do it. We appreciate you tuning in. Keep up the good fight. We try. For Mike's Brazza,
sounds
I'm
so
Mike
depressing.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. Next time, I promise, we're going to have a good, uplifting story for you amongst the other garbage that we have to continue to profess to you. Make sure you come back next week. Take care.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.